Hi, my name is Adina Schmimann, Director of the OU Women's Initiative. Join me in supporting the programming you love at ou.org/women23. It's your donation that helps to create Torah, leadership, and community engagement programs. Programs that you love, Tori Mecha Nachyomi, Tori Mecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration for the Chagim, the Max and Yeti Manderer, Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, Mikvah Attendant Professional Development, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kirv and Chinuch Professional Fellowship and Conference, the Challenge Grant Initiative to support community programming, the Art of Speaking course, Lay Leadership Conference, and support. Your gift has worldwide reach as together we build a community of engagement and inspiration together. To support these programs, go to ou.org/women23. Thank you for being part of the OU Women's Initiative community. And now for today's presentation.
Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Dworkin from Jerusalem, and today we will be learning about the last Yehi Ratzon of the Shmona Esrei. The Yehi Ratzon goes as follows. Yehi Ratzon melfanacha Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotinu, she'yabana beit ha-mikdash b'mehera b'yameinu, v'ten chalkinu b'Torah, v'sham navdecha b'ira k'mei olam k'shanim k'amoniot, v'aval Adonai minchat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim k'mei olam k'shanim k'amoniot. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, and the God of our fathers, that the Holy Temple be rebuilt speedily in our days, and grant us our share in your Torah, and there we will serve you reverently as in the days of old and in earlier years. And let Hashem be pleased with the offerings of Yehuda and Yerushalayim as in the days of old and in earlier years. As a woman, this tefillah really speaks to me. I not only say this tefillah at the end of Shmona Esrei, but I also say it when I light my Shabbos candles every week. I also say this tefillah when I take challah, hafashat challah, and when I dunk in the mikvah. It is interesting to note that the Maharal connects these three mitzvot to the three constant miracles that Rashi mentions occurred in Sarah's tent and later in Rivka's tent. Rashi explains that there were three constant miracles that occurred in Sarah's tent that went away. They stopped when she died. They were later returned to the tent when Yitzchak brought his wife Rivka into his mother's tent. What miracles am I referring to? I'm referring to the miracles, Rashi says, that their candles, their Shabbos candles, stayed lit from week to week, that their challah was always fresh, and that the cloud of glory, the Shekhinah of Hashem, rested on their tent. So according to the Maharal, these three miracles represent the three constant mitzvot that a woman does. The Shabbos candles of Ari Mahot are representative of our Shabbos candles today. The challah of Ari Mahot staying fresh from week to week represents our Hafreshat challah today. And lastly, the cloud of glory, the Shekhinah that rested on Ari Mahot's tent, is representative of us keeping Hilchot Nida, Tarat HaMishpacha, the laws of family purity, where it says that Hashem's Shekhinah will rest in the Jewish home. Tamar Ansh sees yet another connection. She says that these three mitzvot of women and these three miracles that occurred in Sarah and Rivka's tents also were three miracles that occurred in the Mishkan and later in the Beit HaMikdash. The menorah being lit, the lechem apanim, the showbread on the shulchan staying fresh, and the Shekhinah of Hashem, as we know, the cloud of glory, rested in the Mishkan and in the Beit HaMikdash. What can we take from all of this, from all of these connections? What I understand personally is that the three mitzvot of women show us that it is up to a woman, it is up to us, it is our responsibility that we can transform our home into a mini Beit HaMikdash, into a Mikdash Ma'at. How can we do that? Specifically by keeping these mitzvot, Hadlakat Nerot, Hafashat Challah, and Tarat HaMishpacha, Hilchot Nida, laws of family purity. By doing these three mitzvot that are specific to women, a woman has the ability to transform her home into a mikdash ma'at, a mini Beit HaMikdash. Furthermore, the Kava Yashar states, Kimo sheita geula rishona, ken tia geula achrona. Ve'im ken, harei lefenecha, shebezkut nashim tia gam ken ha geula achrona. Just like previous redemptions were brought about through the merit of the Jewish women, so too our final redemption will be brought about through us, through the women of our generation, Be'ezrat Hashem. So the next time you are doing one of these mitzvot, take a minute to daven for the return of our Beit HaMikdash and for Hashem to grant you the ability to transform your home into a Mikdash Me'at. May we be zocha to see the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Sheyabana Beit HaMikdash, b'mher b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you for learning together.